This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the CNC Radio Factory on 106.7 The Fan. What do the two C's stand for? Well, it stands for Chad from Chad Dukes versus the World and Cakes from the Junks. We're taking you up till 3 p.m. here on a Saturday. Thank you for checking it out and tuning in here on 106.7 The Fan. And joining us right now is a man who hates freestyle Coke machines but loves coleslaw. It's J.P. Finley. At JP Finley NBCS on your Twitter. What's up, JP? How are you?
Gentlemen, what's going on? Seems like you're having a fun afternoon.
Well, Cakes is drunk. It's already started. How much? Can't have much more fun than that.
Drunk is a stretch. I mean, I'm nursing this fine glass of whiskey from Bare Knuckle. It's a tasting, if you will. Drunk is such a stretch.
You don't like bourbon, Cakes?
Generally, my taste palate runs away from the brown liquor, as Chad likes to dub it.
Yeah.
You're a Miller Lite guy, right? Or IPAs or something?
I'm definitely a beer guy. Beer of all sorts, but generally but not a brown liquor guy.
Beer just shouldn't preclude the other, you know what
I mean? True. You should be able to do both.
I love beer, but I also love brown liquor.
I do, too. All right, there's a bunch of stuff. Oh, hey, did you hear Mike Jones on my show yesterday, JP, where he was giving it to Trent Williams' agent?
No, but I think I saw it. Did Blue Shorts blog it? I saw that on the internet somewhere.
Russell did. Russell did a whole post.
Okay. Yeah.
Hold on a second. Vic, do you have the clip so you can hear it? I mean, I know we played it earlier. Can you pull that up so JP knows what we're talking about? All right, play that real quick. So
Chad, we wouldn't want to play the same clip twice during the three-hour show. That would be crazy.
That would be blasphemous. Go ahead, Vic.
The real problem is this. Trent does not have a good agent. He doesn't have a very sound, very savvy, very experienced guy. I've talked to a number of people around the league who say if he had a better agent, this thing would have been resolved a long, long time ago. But Vince Taylor doesn't know what he's doing.
Have you heard the same thing, JP?
Absolutely, but I haven't said it out loud. That was strong.
That is strong.
That was strong from Jonesy.
Yeah.
There are a number of people that would certainly agree with that statement around the league. I think Trent got bad advice throughout. I think last year staring down Bruce Allen was a lose-lose for everybody. I think this year, you know, with a new regime and opportunity to start things fresh, and I think they've handled this really bad. I think the statement they put out, that Vince Taylor put out, or I guess I don't even know what week it is anymore, but the statement he put out, you know, last week was – At best aggressive, at worst threatening. I don't think that was very smart. By many accounts, it looks like there's probably one team where Taylor has a deal done, and they're trying to strong arm the Redskins to get a deal done. Like that's what I see. Just as a, without even having any inside information, like just as an impartial observer watching what his statement was, and then his interview with Grant, which I don't think was necessarily a strength doing a live radio interview. I think Grant and Danny did really well, but I don't know that that's something I would want my agent doing. But it seems like they have a place to go, and they're trying to get that done by any way they can get it done. And what I can tell you, talking with numerous people that are that know the what's going on in Ashburn or among Redskins executives, wherever they may be, is the Skins are not going to give him away. They are willing to be very patient. And really, they are in zero hurry. There's no OTAs. There's no minicamp. There's nothing that's going to happen until probably the end of July. So time is on their side. So, you know, you got the draft compensation's got to have to be what something close to what they want for this thing to subside.
JP, I can understand the Redskins not being in a hurry, but don't you think Ron Rivera, he's going to get frustrated by this thing dragging out? I would assume that he would just walk into the room with all the decision makers and say, look, we don't want this hanging over the organization for another season. If you get us a third round pick or in some way able to find something better, like a second round pick, get the deal done. I just want this thing done and I want to move on.
Oh, okay. I think if I had to guess, Rivera's already frustrated. I don't think he's going to become frustrated. I think it's already happened. Two, if there's a second round pick, this thing would be done already. I think maybe at the draft it gets done because there's four tackles that everybody wants. And once those four are gone, some teams are going to look around and be like, oh man, we got to get better at left tackle. Trent Williams is available. Let's make this happen. I don't think this drags on past the draft, but you never know. But I don't think I don't think we get to a real standoff in August where Trent's supposed to report to Richmond. Assuming we go to Richmond, I don't think that kind of thing is going to happen.
JP Finley from NBC Sports Washington joins us on Chad Dukes versus the world. If that is what is known, Trent, everybody that I have spoken to, JP, says Trent's a smart guy. Like, Trent knows what he's doing, blah, 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 blah. If it's widely known to people in football that his agent is not doing a good job, he has to hear some of that, or at least I assume that people have reached out and said something to him, shot him a text or whatever. I wonder why he continues down this path when it has yielded absolutely no results thus far.
It's a great question. I think I'm trying to Google it real quick because I'm sitting at my computer. I believe the Taylor's agency is called, so it's called Elite Loyalty Sports. And I think they've probably been through a lot together. And that, I mean, it's Elite Loyalty. And I think that's a huge part of kind of the brand here is that Vince is really loyal to his guys through thick and thin and that his guys do the same thing back. I also think with a player like Trent that is really smart and savvy, he likes to kind of be able to call his own shots. And I think with Vincent Taylor, he's able to. He's like, listen, I'm holding out. Tell him we want this. And it's kind of a one-sided arrangement. I think there are other agents out there that wouldn't allow the player to call the shots. They would push back. They would say, hey, this is a bad idea. We don't have an angle here. We got to try to do something else. And there are players out there that will tell their guys, listen, you know, you got to play this year. Whether or not you want to, we don't have the – last year, 2 years left on a deal, I don't – to me, it doesn't make any sense for Trent to hold out last year. This year is a little bit different than the last year of a deal. But 2 years left on your deal, like to miss that year, you just lost $13 million that you're probably never going to get back. So I think some of it is – staying with Vince allows Trent to be in charge rather than be told, no, you're wrong. And some people maybe want that kind of sycophant in that role.
JP, are we going to see a move soon in free agency to shore up that secondary room? Because at this point you're looking at Fabian Moreau, Jimmy Moreland, Fuller, Simeon Thomas looks like he's on the roster according to the depth chart. They can't be comfortable with the depth there. What are the plans for the cornerback room for the Redskins going forward?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw this last night, but Demarius Randall, who was a first-round pick from the Packers a couple years ago, got traded to the Browns. He's a free agent. He played corner in Green Bay. The Browns kind of moved him to safety. But last night, him and Landon Collins were tweeting back and forth with one another about coming to Washington and playing together. And in a way that kind of fits the mold of what the Skins have been doing with signing these versatile pieces, guys that can play a bunch of different positions. That kind of you got to wonder what that means once Washington signed Sean Davis, though, from the Steelers, because I think they absolutely see Davis as kind of the center field option to Landon Collins playing up closer to the line of scrimmage. But maybe you add another versatile piece that can play corner on either side and maybe bump down inside and play slot for you, or can be a safety. You know, I know there was interest in Randall when free agency opened. I don't know if it was a price thing or what, but once Washington signed Sean Davis, I don't know that from what I've heard, that kind of closed the door on Randall. But we're now 2 weeks into free agency, and price tags are probably going to start to drop. And if there's anything we've seen the Skins be all about so far, is kind of bargain shopping. Kendall Fuller's getting real money. He's getting $23 million guaranteed over 4 years. A lot of that's kind of front-loaded between this year and next year. Sean Davis is making $5 million. So I don't know how much more they're going to spend in the secondary. There are still some corners out there that have familiarity with Jack Del Rio or Ron Rivera. A guy like Ross Cockrell played for Ron in Carolina. I think TJ Carey hasn't been signed anywhere. He's the guy that played for Jack Del Rio. So I think you still see another starting caliber cornerback coming to town. But, you know, if you want to be an optimist, and if there's anything I know about Chad Dukes, he always wants to be an optimist.
Cockeyed optimist. You know, maybe,
yeah. Is that Billy Mumphrey? I think Fabian Moreau played better on the outside than he did in the slot. I think his body type with the long arms and long strides is better for the outside. You know, anybody you talk to thought Jimmy Moreland was best suited to be a slot corner as soon as he got drafted. So, I mean, if they had to go into 2020 right now, you'd have Fuller and Moreau on the outsides and then Moreland on the inside and then Davis and Collins in the way back. And I think, I mean, honestly, that might be better than what they had last year with Norman and Dunbar, just because Norman played at such a bad level in 2019. And the free safety between Monte and whoever else played so bad in 2019. But I wouldn't be confident in that group. Cornerback particularly is a spot where there's kind of a school of thought, like a growing school of thought, that you're better off having four good corners than spending a lot for one great corner and then having three other guys, because you need that depth. I mean, all those guys are going to play in your nickel and your dime packages. Somebody's going to get hurt, and your fourth corner is going to play a lot of football. And I think it's maybe kind of the path they're on, but I don't even know that they have two good corners, you know? So we'll see what happens.
JP, how much do you think, this is off topic, but who cares, Saturday. How much do you think football benefits from fantasy and gambling as far as its popularity? I think the simplicity, Cakes and I were talking about kind of like the simplicity of it and how they don't do with their uniforms, what the NBA does, and some people don't like that, but it's kind of like this conservative nature that I think makes it so mass appeal. But intrinsically spending money on it, like the gambling and the fantasy aspect, I think it benefits the NFL way more than it does any other sport. I'm just curious if you agree with that and how much you think it does.
I mean, significant. I think especially keeping it relevant for younger generations. I mean, like teenagers and stuff, right? You know, I think, especially if you look at the growth of the NBA, it's not about teams. It's about players moving around and you just root for that player. And I think the NFL, by embracing fantasy, and it was a slow embrace. Like, I mean, I remember even before the internet, plenty of people played fantasy, but you were like kind of like a nerd to do it. Whereas now it's like completely celebrated. Red Zone Channel is all about fantasy. I think that makes the game so much more accessible to a ton of people. And then nothing in the world is easier to bet on than football. And I think as more and more betting happens across the country, that's only going to make football that much bigger. It's the king, and I think it'll stay king. I know there was a period of time where it was like very cool to talk about CTE and the ascendance of the NBA and everything, but I don't buy it. I mean, to get like super kind of sports businessy. I think one of the great differences, and I hope to be very wrong about this, but you never know in what's currently going on in the world. The NBA's huge television deal is all tied up in cable television partners. The NFL's huge television deal, which is significantly bigger than the NBA's, but it's all tied up with broadcast television. So NFL games are accessible to anyone with an antenna. I mean, like, it's free TV. Whereas most NBA games, until you get to the finals, I think, are accessible via cable television. And if you just look at those trends, I mean, that'd be a scary place to be if you're – now, there are other factors of social media. There's a million other things. But, like, you know, when you get into the business of all this, I'd rather be on free TV.
Yeah. JP, Chad wanted me to ask this because I'm a Maryland guy, much like you. Do you prefer on the Maryland flag – the Calvert family crest, the yellow and black, or the Crossland, the red and white, if you had to pick? About? Which
oh,
one?
Oh, man. I tell you what, I am so glad you named which one is which because I have no idea.
Some Marylander you are.
You know what's bad is I can't tell which side is up. And, like, my father-in-law gave me a hard time about that once. Like, I think I like the yellow and black better. Who's that, Calvert?
That's Steelers. Calvert and Striper, Chad. Same Steelers. Colors as Striper, just to let you know.
Some Marylander you are. You probably don't even practice spousal abuse, JP Finley.
Dude, I openly want to move to Virginia. My wife won't move. I don't know what to say.
Maybe you talk about it. There's some sort of compromise, you know?
Hey, how things run in this house, man. I do. Maryland is better than Virginia, though. That's also important to point out.
I'm sure. At what? Breaking and entering?
Hey, we are kicking your butt at coronavirus. We are getting way more of it here in Maryland than you guys are in Virginia.
Yeah, it's not where we want to lead, JP.
Everybody wants to social distance themselves from Maryland, I'll tell you that much. I'm wretched. What are you doing the rest of the day, JP?
You're going to make fun of me. I'm going to try to work out, and then I'm going to take my daughters for a drive because I don't know what else to do, so I'm thinking I'm going to put them in the car, and we're going to just ride up and down Canal Road and try to look at the river, and by no later than 4 o'clock, I'm going to start imbibing brown liquor pretty heavily.
As you should.
It's the only good thing you've said.
It's a great plan.
Dude, it's the only good thing about quarantine is that happy hour keeps coming earlier and earlier.
Hey, JP, should we invite Cakes to our secret project, or is that going to split the pie up a third way and we don't want to do that?
I mean, if you split zero two or three ways, I think it's okay.
Yeah, I think
Cakes would be a great addition to our secret project.
Ooh, I need the details on the secret project. You guys have been good at keeping it secret, apparently.
Right. Well, let's do this. Vic's freaking out. JP, you're not doing anything, right? Like, you're clearly not going to work out. You want to come on next segment and we'll tell them what it is?
Quickly, sure.
I'll get out of here. Go F yourself. All right, thank you. JP Finley, NBCS. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram, and, of course, NBC Sports Washington. Thank you, JP.
Thank you, boys. Take care.
All right, bud. Yep. Take it easy. Quickly, pound sand. Who does this guy think he is, Charlie Casserly?
Well, he's busy during a quarantine. I've never heard of such a thing.
He's got nothing going on like
nobody's
the rest of us.
Busy right now.
That's Johnny Cakesalvo. I'm Chad Dukes. It's the CNC Radio Factory on 106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the CNC Radio Factory. Chad Dukes, Johnny Cakes, Allville.
Yep.
Taking you up until 3 p.m.er. Pretty cool thing the station's doing to try. Look, we're going to be honest with you. Like, everyone's going through these cost-cutting measures, and there's a lot of good weekend shows here that we're hoping to get back as soon as we possibly can. But I think this is a pretty cool way to kind of get through it and keep people entertained, putting together some of these super shows, Cakes, these mega power shows that we've assembled here this weekend.
Hey, Chad, it's the age of the mashup. They're bringing mashups back.
Oh, God.
Remember when mashups were a big thing?
Flounders mashups. I do remember that.
So many mashups back in the day at HFS.
You don't remember the name of the Jay-Z and Linkin Park album we were playing at HFS when you guys were doing mornings?
This is a great question.
Another dollar.
Another dollar up for grabs.
That's right.
Ooh, the mashup between Jay-Z and was it Linkin Park? Is that correct?
That's correct.
I can't pull it. I don't know.
Collision course.
Oh, that's a good one.
I actually didn't mind it. I don't know. I haven't revisited it recently, but yeah, people were very excited for mashups. Very excited.
They certainly were. You know, while we're on the topic of Linkin Park, do you want to do a quick rendition of which is better, Chad?
All right, let's do it.
Which is better, Papa Roach or Linkin Park?
Oh, Papa Roach. I mean, Linkin Park's burn factor is so high, Cakes.
I think I'm kind of with you. At first, I thought it was kind of an even match, but I think Papa Roach, especially, I mean, tragedy, you know, strikes with Linkin Park with Chester Bennington, but Papa Roach, they've been pretty solid over the years. A lot of staying power that I didn't think they might have.
Now, if you're talking about success, Linkin Park.
Oh, clearly.
Dominates. Vic, do me a favor. Play a little Time and Time Again by Papa Roach. That is a smash hit. Actually, a really good live concert, too. That's back when I used to HFS would not pay you, Cakes. I was working promotions for them after I interned for you guys. But they'd say, you can go to the concert for free if you work promotions for that. And, like, right. I didn't realize how horribly they were taking advantage of me.
Exactly.
I went to see Papa Roach at the 930 Club, and they kicked an acre of ass. They were awesome.
Certainly did. Chad, you missed them at UMBC a few years back, opening for A Day to Remember. You could have come to Maryland with your boy and saw Papa Roach live again.
They opened for A Day to Remember.
A Day to Remember is pretty big. You kind of sleep on them.
I'm hibernating.
You're full on asleep on A Day to Remember.
I am in a coma trying to communicate via brainwaves.
You're definitely in a coma.
All right. So let me tell you about me and JP's super secret.
Okay. Yes. I need to hear this
bit. And I kind of want to invite you to be a part of it.
All right. Good.
So they did this thing the other week where it was him and those guys from that TV show, Bro Dogging It Up, while they were watching one of the Redskins Super Bowls, either 22 or 26. And I was like, that kind of stinks. But the concept is very sound. What my idea was, with the three of us, pick a movie that's on cable. Because the problem is there's all these copyright rules, right? Like, you can't broadcast movies that are already have copyrights because, you know, you have to pay for that.
Right.
So what we would do is we'd pick a movie that's on HBO or even TNT, something that has commercials, so you have, like, you know, bathroom breaks. And we would, the three of us, sit down and watch the movie and make witty comments and clever insights. And then we would just tell people, hey, we're watching The Dark Knight at 8 o'clock on TBS. Put the movie on, and then you just boot up our little stream on Twitter or Periscope or wherever it would be, and then we all do, like, a funny, you know, Mystery Science Theater bit. Like, we're not even necessarily making fun of the movie, where we're just talking about it and cracking wise, and then eventually we figure out a way to monetize that.
I love the concept. Now, I have a few questions. Are we all, like, socially distant? Are we doing this via Zoom, or we're doing it just from our own house? Is that the way it works?
It would be our three floating heads, where it's me, and it's JP, and it's you, and then that's going on the people's computer or their phone while they're watching Pirates of the Caribbean, Curse of the Black Pearl with us, or whatever. I imagine that wouldn't be the movie we watched.
Okay.
But I think it's a solid idea, and I think that with three different kind of people that are in media in the area, we could draw from a couple of different talent pools, if you know what I mean.
Love the idea. I would certainly be willing to give it at least a test shot to see how it would work. And, yeah, I'd be all about it. I love the top secret idea.
It's a great idea. Well, JP and I were going to try to do it last night, but he is impossible to communicate with and also very lazy. So it was difficult to get it hammered out. But what we need, here's what we could use. Is
I thought
anyone,
he was coming back for this segment, by the way. What happened there?
No, don't you remember? He bob-timed the hell out of us when he said, oh, I got to make it real quick. Yeah, okay. What a jerk. Actually, would you ban him from the Junkies now for doing that? That would make me so happy.
A temporary ban. I like me some J.P. Finley. I do too.
Even though
he loves coleslaw for whatever reason and hates freestyle Coke machine. That I don't love about J.P.
Can you
Finley.
Please? I've been fighting this campaign against villainy all by myself, Cakes. Can you help me out here? The Coke freestyle machine is the greatest thing in the world, and coleslaw is the worst thing in the world, and he is an alien.
I might be willing to say that the Coke freestyle machine is the greatest innovation so far in the 21st century.
Oh, hold on. This dummy is on hold. He called back in now to fight with us about the coleslaw and the Coke freestyle machine. I can't believe this, Cakes.
I told you. I thought he was coming back.
All right. Let's go to the mattress warehouse, whatever that is. JP, are you there, bud? Well, he said he called back in. He says he's on hold. I got the text message right here. God, maybe. You know, maybe he's not you, stupid. Vic, are you talking on the air or are you just talking to my headphones?
I was talking on your headphones, but now I'm on the air.
Vic, do me a favor. Just speak on the air, because I don't know if you're speaking on the air or not, so I'm just talking to myself when I'm speaking to you. If you have something to say to us, just say it on the air.
All right, copy that, Bravo leader.
JT the Vic trying to sabotage the show as usual.
I got a text from JP Finley right here saying I'm waiting on hold to come back on the air. Maybe he's just sandbagging the hell out of the show. Sucks. Cakes.
Yes.
Speaking of the Coke free, look. All right. Look. Technically, if someone can help us out, technically set that project up that I just stipulated. Get at me, please.
Because a strong brainstorm. I like it. I like the concept.
The problem is, Cakes, I don't want to speak for you, but I think we're probably more idea men and less in the execution of said project.
Oh yeah, I have a lot of great ideas, not a lot of execution. That's generally the problem.
Cakes. You mentioned the Coke freestyle machine.
I did, yes.
I love it so much. If I had one in my house, I'd never leave. I mean, I'd be fine. I'd be fine with quarantine if I had one of those in my house.
Yeah, I would quarantine everybody except the guy that would have to come in and add all the flavors to my freestyle Coke machine
the
in
big
my living
bags
room.
Of syrup. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Right. You know that the whole idea of those is that they were going to research the flavors that people chose, and then they were going to then release those flavors. That's why we got a peach Coca-Cola and a raspberry Coca-Cola that was released by the company. Were you aware of that?
I was not aware of that.
Okay. Have you tried the cherry vanilla Coke Zero?
I cannot recall. I don't believe so.
It's available in 12 packs now at your local grocer.
Okay.
It is stupendous. It is, I don't want to say game changing, but I had burned on the standard cherry Coke Zero, which was a standard go-to for me for a while, and going back to just the regular. This one I think will make you fall in love with it again. I know you're not as heavy in the soda game as you once were.
Yeah.
But I think you'll really enjoy these.
A sleeper flavor that I think old Mr. Fukerton might be snoozing on.
Yes.
Orange Coke Zero.
Oh.
What do you think about that?
I did not. If you can believe it, I remember getting Orange Coke Zero in the fountain in the freestyle machine.
Okay.
Did not care for it in the can, and you know I usually prefer it in the can.
I know you do like it in the can, Chad.
Straight in the
yes.
can.
I have been told.
Yeah, so the cherry vanilla, I think, might be a way to go. All right, very cool. Is Eddie on the line, JT, or is he gone too? Can we take him?
Yeah, he's on the line.
Eddie in Winchester, thank you for calling the CNC Radio Factory. How are you?
Hey, brothers, how are you doing?
What's Good. Up, Eddie?
Good, good. Hey, man, first of all, great to talk to two of the greats at one time on the radio.
That's a great point,
Thank
Eddie.
You, Eddie.
My day started out, had a rough week. Everybody's had a rough week, blah, blah, blah. But woke up this morning with, like, nothing to do, figuring out what I was going to do. I knew this was coming on, you guys. Turned it on, been listening from the beginning. Really dialed in when we started doing shots at the same time. I bought into that. That was fun. To hear and be a part of also at home. You guys are giving good light at home.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I mean, I think we're encouraging more, you know, sipping the whiskey, but
yeah,
doing
I mean, we're,
yeah. Okay, no.
Responsibility, that's the key.
I did. Yeah, no, I'm good. I'll keep it toned down for now.
Okay,
but it's
you.
Fun to do that.
Thank you, Eddie. Appreciate that. Thank you for the call. Very kind.
I got
thank
it.
You. Thank you. But no, come on, come on. Thank you, thank you.
Vic, thank you very much, Eddie.
Yeah, Vic. When I say thank you for the call, get rid of him. Eddie was a nice man.
Liked Eddie.
Of course. And I'm glad that he's drinking. I'm glad he's enjoying the show. I just didn't see that going anywhere.
I don't like Eddie that just called in as much as the Eddie on my Iron Maiden t-shirt, though. Because when? That Eddie is clearly superior to the Eddie that we just spoke to.
Tell me you've played the Iron Maiden pinball machine.
I wish I could, but I have not.
It is going... I'm not even a fan of Iron Maiden.
And okay, you, how dare you, first
I know,
of all, but go ahead.
I know, but I know your passion. Like,
yeah.
I love, the machine is so great, and I don't even like the band. I can't even imagine enjoying the music, because you get to pick between, like, 12 songs as you're playing, and it's, like, 12 different game modes. I always pick Run to the Hills, because it's the best, of course.
It's a great tune.
you would love it so
Hold
much.
Hold on, now, see, now I'm going down the wormhole. Now I have to Google it and see what different era Eddies are on the Iron Maiden pinball machine.
You're going
this
to
might be the rest of the show, Chad.
And Cakes, you're going to freak out when you see how well of a job they've done.
It's pretty amazing. All right, I'm pulling it up right now. By the way, I could have this baby in my basement for a little over $5,000.
I mean,
$5,800. That seems like a pretty good.
You're a man of means.
Investment.
I don't know why you don't pull the trigger right now. You got some time to kill in that house.
Oh, so this is the okay. So this is the Iron Maiden Legacy of the Beast pinball machine.
How
I'm assuming
that?
That's what you're talking about.
That is exactly what I'm talking
so
about.
So what they've done is they have cobbled together all of the different eras of Eddies. And for those not in the know, Eddie is the fictional monster that has made the guys in Iron Maiden all multimillionaires, rich beyond their wildest dreams, because they've sold hundreds of millions, if not billions of dollars worth of merch featuring Eddie and the Iron Maiden logo.
He's a demon-looking zombie guy.
Yeah, so they have, let's see, they've got the Egyptian Eddie from the Power Slave era. They've got the Outer Space Eddie from the Wasted Years era. They've got the Trooper version, early 80s era. Yeah, this is right up my alley, Chad. I should have 10 of these in my basement.
I'm actually triggered that you weren't aware of it until I told you about it right now. It's
yeah,
a stupendous
I'm
machine.
Officially asleep on that amazing pinball machine.
It's got a big, beautiful video board. There's all types of Iron Maiden chicanery that happens as you play the game. I think you'd really dig it.
If I ever get another ratings bonus, ever in my lifetime, I may have to designate it for
you
this.
Did you see the February book? I don't think we have to worry about that in the near time future.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen anytime soon.
All right, let's do this. Let's pay the bills, everybody, and then we'll come back. Oh, phone number. If you'd like to call in, we'll do Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067. That is John Allville. I am Chad Dukes. It is the CNC Radio Factory.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tomorrow from 9 a.m. till noon, you got Grant Paulson teaming up with EB from the Junkies, and you've got Funny Danny and Pete Medhurst from 12 to 3. So that is your Sunday lineup. And our lead-in today was Glass Joe JP and Jason Bishop from the Junks.
Two-man shows with JP are a little rough. They're a little rough for the person that's doing the show with a gentleman. Of course, always been a huge supporter of mine and Big O and Dukes, of course. I kid because I care.
Yes.
Couple of plugs for me, if you don't mind, John Allville.
Yeah, first, please do.
cameo.com/ChadDukes. I have nothing but time, so if you, I got some weird cameos overnight, people that have been drinking, that's fine. cameo.com/ChadDukes, and we are doing ordering by phone at Commonwealth Dry Goods. So if you want to check us out, support a small business, it's at Commonwealth Dry Goods on Facebook and Instagram, and we are in Old Town Fairfax, you know, trying to get through this as everyone is.
Let me. I think I'm going to need to stop in and get another bag or 10 of, is it Dots pretzels?
Yeah.
Oh, they're so good.
Yeah, they are.
So delicious.
They're game changing, ain't they, those bad boys?
I mean, they're covered in some sort of dust that's like a mix between like ranch and
cheese.
Some other flavors, cheese, some other flavors that I can't quite put my finger or my tongue on.
Yeah.
But they're so good.
We got this caramel dipping sauce for them right now, and it turns them into a dessert in like 2 seconds. It's absolutely stupendous. All right. There's a lot of stuff we wanted to get to today that we didn't. I don't know if we're doing another one of these. I imagine if they can get you to work for free, they'll ask again.
Certainly would.
But one thing that Cakes and I both love is pretending we're boss jocks back from the glory days of radio.
Yes,
and
correct.
Now, are we just doing this for fun, or are you challenging me to a talk-up off?
Oh, I don't think I'm challenging you, Chad, because I believe that I bow down to your talking-up skills. I don't think I'm on your level, but okay. I would just like to, you know, like hone the chops a little bit. Just get, I'm out of practice.
Okay.
I haven't done this in a while.
You just
want to
get
some
reps in, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. You got to get those mental reps in sometimes.
All right, just real quickly, for people that aren't in radio, when you talk up a record, basically what it is that the jock, that would be Cakes and I,
yeah,
we promote things and speak about things right up until the vocals hit. Now, there's instrumental posts and there's verbal posts also, so you can do with whatever you want. You'll know it when you hear it. But that's what we're talking about when you're talking up a record. It's what separates, you know, your iTunes feed from a radio station, the man from the beast, as far
yeah.
as I'm concerned.
And what we're going to do to make it challenging is we're not hand-picking the songs. So we kind of know, like, if I were to give Vic two or three songs where I know the songs and when the vocal comes in and how much time I have, that's borderline cheating.
Agreed.
So by just throwing something random out there, kind of keeps you on your tippy toes, Chad.
Completely agree. It also makes it much more difficult, so keep that in mind.
That is true. It's a very good point. Would
yeah.
you like to lead off, or would you like the your grasshopper Cakes over here to take the lead here?
I don't mind showing you how it's done. All
okay.
Bill.
All right.
Vic, go ahead and throw a song at me, and if it's one I know, I'll do my best. Hi, everybody. Justin Schlegel on 98 Rock. We got tickets to coming up to that Whitesnake show at Hammerjacks. Come on out and see me at the 7-Eleven on the corner of Olney Street and Fairview for your 98 Rock Frisbee.
Kudos, Chad.
Thank
that
you.
Was very, very impressive. You took
you.
It right up to the vocal. You worked in the Justin Schlegel reference, which everybody
that's
loves.
That's my guy. That's my
so
guy.
That, I mean, you're setting the bar very high for your boy Flakes over here, but I will try. I'll do my damnedest.
I'm really looking forward to this. No pressure, Cakes, but
no,
I can't.
No pressure whatsoever. All right, Vic, hit it. Bing bong, 2:50 in the afternoon on a free Saturday broadcast from Chad Dukes and Cakes from the Junkies. We got some old school, I forgot what the band's name is, but it's a banger from the 1970s.
It's gonna be a jailbreak.
Well, technically you did well, Cakes.
Thank you, thank you. But now it's coming back to me. That is Thin Lizzy.
Topicality, though, there are points scored for that. You know what else is more difficult on the Comrex? I don't know if this happens on your Comrex, Cakes. Sometimes the music just drops out for a second or two.
Oh, yeah. During every junk show this week, every intro that JP did, the first, like, 2 to 2.5 seconds drop out, and then it comes back in.
What is that?
Look at this machine. Is somebody trying to tell me these Comrexes are worth like $5,000? I'm not buying it.
Have you seen? Does yours still say CBS Radio on it like mine does?
Oh, yes. It has a CBS Radio UPC code on the side.
I wish people knew. I mean, they look like TI-82s. It couldn't be more antiquated technology.
If this thing is worth $5,000, then my 401k has $20 million in it.
You know,
okay, and that's clearly not the case.
You know, you should do cakes is you should send this thing to Stern Pinball and just say, "I'll trade you straight up for an Iron Maiden pinball machine because they're worth the same amount of money."
That's true. And I'll tell CK, "Hey man, don't know what happened to the Comrex, but I just went over $3.5 million on my Iron Maiden pinball machine."
Oh, that's so interesting.
So all's right in the world.
All right, I'd like one more if you don't mind, cakes.
Please, please do.
Go ahead and roll it, Vic. Everybody, LeVar Arrington here on 106.7 The Fan. Right in the middle of a Washington Wizards segment, I'm going to start hypothesizing about how I'd like to own a tiger. I'm way ahead of that documentary on Netflix. Going to make Chad Dukes really uncomfortable when I do it because he's trying to put together a segment about Randy Whitman.
One for the money, yes, sir. Two for the show.
I didn't really close it off all that well. But no,
let me just say, I think you did a very noble job there. That track is hard to talk up.
I completely agree.
There's not a lot going on there.
Vic, you got to give us like classic rock because those are the songs. But first of all, I hit the post. I want to point that out.
You did.
Out,
you certainly did.
Very difficult.
Chad, I will give you a do-over with a classic standard classic rock song. If you wish or if you want to just hold off for a second, I will try to fill the void.
Well, the only thing I want to do for the rest of my life is listen to John Allville talk up records. So you go next, and then I'll circle back around with a redo.
All right. Sounds good. Johnny Flakes Allville checking in from the O-Town. Everybody's getting their coronavirus shopping in. I don't know this tune, or do I? Because I've got tinnitus ringing in my ears. Not sure where they start the singing, but I think it's a Rolling Stones tune, but I'm probably wrong.
I think you hit it.
I think I did.
It's
the Stones. Look at that. That's pretty impressive.
See, here's the problem. Vic is playing out of my folder now, and he's playing songs that I requested that are not just like Honky Tonk Woman or something.
Right.
So you're getting kind of a deeper Stones cut.
Yeah,
there,
that's a deeper cut. I mean, it sounded like the Stones, but I wasn't 100% sure, clearly.
I got to say, Vic is doing everything he can to ruin this segment.
Yeah, I mean, what is he do? What's JT doing?
Well, he's had to run 7 hours for the board on a Saturday morning. He's probably wanted to kill himself.
That is true. That is true.
All right, Vic, give me one more. Don't tell me what it is. Hi, everybody. Tim Virgin here on 99.1 HFS. I'm going to walk on into the studio one day and unroll a $100 bill, and inside of that's going to be a gram of cocaine. It's HFS.
Some gin blossoms. Very good. Very topical going back to the HFS days.
Love that.
Well done, Chad. I think you're 3 for 3 or 4 for 4.
It's not bad. Also, that's the perfect talk-up song right there.
Certainly is. Give me one more. Give me one more quickie and crank it up so I can actually hear it, Vic. Oh, there's a smash hit. 2:54 in the afternoon. It's Chad and Cakes. Don't expect a check in the mail because you guys are doing a free radio program for people on 106.7 The Fan. Here's the Rolling Stones. Still touring, by the way. Now, I am clearly the challenger, but I think my instincts are still semi-clean, Chad.
What? I think you're taking Deontay Wilder into deep waters, and that's what you want to do, Cakes.
It certainly is what you want to do these days.
You want to lean on him. You want to put your body weight on him. You want to wear him out, and you want to walk him down. That's what you want to do.
I'm pretty sure that's a boxing reference. I'm kind of out of the boxing game, but I do know who you're talking about, Chad.
You don't know
who
Tyson Fury is?
No, I know who he is. I'm kind of doing a bit.
Did you see that Roman Reigns is not going to wrestle in WrestleMania because of the coronavirus?
I did not.
Yeah.
I saw that it got moved from Raymond James Stadium to the WWE Performance Center. What do you know about that?
Well, I just think that it's WrestleMania. Just postpone it. I mean, you can't have WrestleMania. The whole point is it's in a stadium with the fireworks and the entrances.
Right.
It's going to be completely lame inside of a training facility.
I agree. Just postpone it till next year.
All right. Very good. Well, I think we're just about done. That's crazy.
I think we are done, Chad. I think the maiden voyage of the CNC Radio Factory, I think the people have spoken. I think they might like the product.
Resounding success, judging by the feedback we've received on social media. And I'm proud to announce I spoke with Cakes during the commercial break. He enjoyed this so much. He's going to join me for 3 hours a day on Chad Dukes versus the World as well. It's going to be phenomenal. Thank
Absolutely.
You for doing that.
Absolutely. I'm happy to do that. Happy to pull the rope in the same direction, Chad. You know this.
That That is that would be some double dipping right there. I've done your show and then my show. That is a long ass day.
Yeah. Hey, how about CDVTW every day? Pretty long day for strapping it on solo.
This past week, I strapped it on solo like no other, man. I was complete. I got to tell you, Cakes, if you weren't doing the show with me today, I had nothing. Like, I was out of fumes by the time Friday rolled around.
Well, I'm glad we could get together and do the show for everybody who's cooped up in their homes today.
And also, hey, radio.com app, of course, you can rewind. Someone told me there's a rewind button.
Yeah, there is. I've heard that.
But JT the Vic, as much as we've been beating him up, I guess he's been clipping all the podcasts. You can go to thefandc.com and you check the overtime podcast folder, and the entire show will be up there. So that's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it's finally some praise for JT the Vic at 2:56 p.m.
Very good. Cakes, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much. Hopefully we do it again.
It's been fun, Chad. Had a good time doing it, my friend. I'll talk to you again soon.
CNC Radio Factory will make you sweat till you bleed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.